ABC Listen.
Hello. Welcome to Noisy by Nature. My name is Anne, and my favourite thing to do is use my ears to listen to the different sounds that nature makes. I love the happy chirp of a striped rocket frog, or the boom and crash of a summer storm rolling in. I love all the sounds that nature makes, actually, and I've got an interesting one for you today. Right now, I'm a long way from the mainland of Australia, but I'm not on a boat. I'm on Lord Howe Island, which is about 600 kilometres out to sea, about in line with Port Macquarie on Burrupi country. This island isn't very big, but it does have two big mountains that tower up over the beach. They're called Mount Lidgebird and Mount Gower. I can hear currawongs. Oh, and some golden whistlers calling from somewhere among the leaves right above me. It's the afternoon now, and I'm walking along a track at the bottom of the mountains. There's a lot of palm trees, some really, really tall cliffs, and I can see clear water just beyond that walking leaf. Wait. Leaves don't have legs. This looks a bit like a long, thin, green and brown leaf on the ground. But unlike the other leaves around it, it has legs. I think I've seen this animal before on a stamp a few years ago. I remember. It's a Lord Howe Island gecko. It's poking under the leaves looking for food, insects and other small bugs and beetles. And sometimes they'll slurp up the sweet nectar from trees. This lizard is nocturnal, so it's a bit early for it to be out of bed. But as the saying goes, the early lizard catches the beetle. That doesn't sound quite right actually, does it? Because Lord Howe is so far away from other islands and the mainland, the animals here were very protected. Then, about 250 years ago, ships arrived, and on board were mice and rats and pigs and cats and humans. They ate a lot of the animals that lived here, and some of them became extinct. But people today have worked very hard, and now the island is rodent-free, and more of the native animals are bouncing back. There's a chicken up ahead, strutting about. Oh, I've got a good one. Why did the chicken cross the path on Lord Howe Island? It didn't, because it's not a chicken. It's a hen. Ba-dum. It's a Lord Howe Island wood hen, to be precise. And it does look a little bit like a chicken that you might see on a farm. But these ones are browny red and have bright red eyes and longer beaks that sort of curve down. Perfect for finding something yummy to eat in the ground. Snails, worms, and insects are all on the menu. This is the only place in the world these birds are found. And although these wood hens have wings, they can't fly. So their nests are on the ground too, hidden under leaves and twigs. Oh, hear that? That's the call it makes when it's alarmed. So I better get moving. Besides, it's not that bird that I'm here to see. Lord Howe Island is a very special place for another type of bird, one that travels a very long way to be here. I'm down on the rocky beach now. And there they are, circling high above me. Wow, there's so many of them. Bino's up to double check. Yes, they are Providence petrels in their thousands, all coming in to roost for the night. They look like lots and lots of really fast grey kites. They're all flying so close together, it's amazing they don't actually bump into each other. That is some excellent aerobatic skills. Providence petrels look a bit like big seagulls. They have a thicker hooked beak and tube nostrils. Their beak and those big nostrils help them smell food, which is mostly fish and squid, in between the rolling waves. But it also stops the salt water from going into their eyes when they catch something. Ah, and here is part of their breeding colony. Providence petrels are a migratory bird. That means they travel long distances to feed and breed, following food and the seasons. In fact, some of these birds have flown more than 18,000 kilometres. That's longer than Sydney to London on a jet plane just to be here. This is one of only two places in the world that they lay their egg. Yeah, egg. These petrels will only lay one egg each season. They have the same partner for life and they always come back to exactly the same spot to lay their egg. And their nests are very cosy. They're actually in underground tunnels. When new petrel parents are getting ready for their first chick, they dig a deep tunnel, lying on their sides and using their strong legs and sharp claws to move the dirt. And then they lay their egg at the very end. One of the petrels just came into land and it wasn't very graceful. They're very good flyers though. Their bones are very light, so they don't need to use a lot of energy or wing flaps to fly. Sometimes they'll take a rest on the water, but mostly they'll eat on the go. They even sleep while still flying. But what a cool nature sound. Can you be a Providence petrel meeting up with friends after a long trip? Give it a go with me. You ready? Very good. You do sound like a Providence petrel having a good catch-up. I'll bring you more weird and wonderful sounds of Australian nature very soon, but for now, I'm Anne, signing off like a Providence petrel. Thank you to Todd Mark, Julia Ross, Eddie Smith, and the New South Wales Department of Planning and Environment for some of the sounds that you just heard. Noisy by Nature is a collaboration between ABC Kids Listen and ABC Science. It's made on Gadigal, Wadawurrung and Combermere country. It's hosted by me, Anne Jones, and written and produced by Josie Sargent. Our sound engineer is Wayne Nguyen and our executive producer is Emma Gibbs. Noisy by Nature is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app free from your app store. A particular favourite of mine is Nature Track. It's full of lots of beautiful nature sounds, all of them recorded by me, and I think you'll love it.